Okay.
I don't think so.
Everybody happy?
Well, that's a push.
Ecstatic.
Everybody ready to talk about browsers?
No, I'm going to go and get another beer when you start.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Seal Podcast. I'm feeling fine. It's episode 89.
Ooh, that's definitely made up.
That's good.
You like that? That's all right.
Better than what we come up with before the show.
Did anybody come up with anything?
We didn't do anything for 89.
Did we not? That's whining.
Welcome to the show, everyone. Thanks for coming on board with us today. We've got on my left, Dave.
Hello.
On my right, Neil.
Hello.
And bringing up the rear, Pilch.
Good evening.
How we doing, boys? We all right?
Yeah, good.
Good.
You recovered from last week, Dave?
All recovered, yeah. I had the second vaccine and that knocked me out for 3 days.
Oof.
So I had it on a Thursday. I slept like 20 hours on Friday and probably another 20 hours on Saturday. 16 hours on Monday, and then for some reason I couldn't sleep.
You can't think why.
No.
You don't have a month's worth of sleep in 3 days.
Pretty much, yeah. Considering I normally have like 4 or 5 hours of sleep a night. The whole week's been a kind of hazy blur of sleeping at random times and trying to get back into a normal rhythm. But no, I'm fine now. So,
good stuff.
How about you, Fraser? You're all good?
Oh, I'm fine, thank you. Yep. No problems at all.
Good.
Well, I know we've got a lot to get through tonight. For some bizarre reason, we've got a hot topic.
Hot topic.
Which we'll get to in a minute. So let's just start with the intros and shout outs. The first thing we want to talk about, I think, which we were mulling over or in the process of changing, but we have completed the change. I've got some sad news for everyone. VG Hub TV is dead.
Had a good outing. You know, we tried it.
But like a phoenix from the flames. Phoenix from the flames, or is it phoenix from the ashes?
It doesn't really matter.
Yeah. Probably more from the ashes than flames. We just rebranded, so now it's Seal Podcast. It's the Seal Podcast Twitch channel. So
yeah, fuck the rest of you.
That's right. I do want to say a very big thanks to everyone who did give us a shout out or who approached us and said they were going to stream or whatever. And for whatever reason, not everyone was able to get around to it. Stu and Chinny did, so we're very grateful for that. But it didn't really have the take up. And in fact, what we found was that we were just enjoying it anyway. So we're just going to carry on with the same channel. We've basically bait and switched all the... followers. Now we've got those followers. And none of them seem to have dropped off yet, so that's quite good. And we had a good laugh last week. We'll talk about
it. They were mostly watching us, one of us anyway, so
yeah,
like, you can't feel too bad about taking the brand.
Take the credit Neil, go on.
yeah it's Neil.
It wasn't me that's been mostly streaming on there, is it? One of us was doing it.
No, come on. Don't rise to it, Neil. Don't rise to him. All right.
I don't have to rise to Pilch. He's shorter than me.
Very possibly.
Don't align it, to be fair.
So we've rebranded on that Seal Podcast Twitch. Come along. I think we're definitely going to be doing regular stuff. I think we had a great time doing that Back for Blood on Sunday, and we had quite a few people come in. Mm-hmm. So keep an eye on that, and we'll see how that goes. But that's what it is now. Now we put a do we want to go onto this browsers right away? There's nothing else that we need to crack on with, or we'll come to shout outs afterwards. The shout outs and whatever is practically mostly this anyway. So for some reason this morning we were talking or even just mentioned browsers. I think it was Neil's fault, wasn't it?
Well, you mentioned... no, I can't remember what I said, but I mentioned that since we've done this whole Seal podcast thing, that I just basically put everything that's related to Seal podcast in a different browser on my computer because it was like a pain logging in and out of other fucking accounts. So I was like, I'm just going to fucking use a browser I don't normally use.
That makes
and
sense.
That just sparked a conversation about fucking browsers for about 10 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, so we put it out there to talk about browsers. I can't remember exactly how I put it. I think I just said we're talking about browsers. So if anybody has an opinion, post it. And it seems to be one of the most popular things we've ever had a response to. So
people love their browsers, apparently.
Apparently people use browsers all the time. So Kev Westerman said, I recently started using DuckDuckGo. I don't like being advertised to. I already buy too much shit. I don't need reminding there's more shit that I want. Ha ha.
I use DuckDuckGo on my mobile
as a browser.
Yeah, it's great for watching porn, anything else that I want to look at that doesn't keep cookies or history on my.
What does it do then with cookies? Does it just delete them all?
It doesn't
block them in first place.
Yeah, it doesn't save them whatsoever. So there's no point like. Having your usual account set up, like your Google account or anything, because you can set it to save them, but like the default is don't save any cookies, and you just have one button to delete all of your tabs, all of your history, everything. So yeah, it's great for watching porn.
All right.
Does it block pop-up windows?
No pop-up windows.
Nice.
Nothing pops up when he's watching porn.
No. There's no activity whatsoever.
You wouldn't get pop-up windows on a phone anyway, would you, right?
Well, they don't open new windows, yeah.
Yeah.
They try to.
Okay.
But yeah, no, it's a good...
I don't know, I'm not talking about porn websites, by the way.
No, I don't want that. But yeah, actually, DuckDuckGo as a mobile browser I know you can use others like dark mode or whatever, but just having DuckDuckGo as a separate browser is just easy. There is a search functionality, and it's not as good as Google. But if you just want to sort of jump on various,
yeah, there's no sponsored links. What's that all about?
No,
don't they make any money?
No.
I use DuckDuckGo as my search engine. I think I had it set for some reason on one of my browsers. For a little while, and I was like, "Nah,
it's not very good."
Not as good as the others. Well, Bing is like, "Nah," but yeah, Google, I think, however, fortunately, is still like supreme for searching. I believe.
Well, the fact that everything that you want, like all decent websites and browsers and things you want to access, is optimized for Google. Whenever Google changes their sort of their robots and how they optimize pages. The best websites change with it, and these are yes.
Yeah, Paul W. says Chrome all the way for me, mobile and desktop. I'm the same. It used to be Firefox quite a few years ago now, and then I switched to Chrome, and I haven't switched back. The only thing that worries me about Chrome is just how intensive it is in the background if you start...
It's quite a chunky amount of RAM it takes up generally.
Yeah, but I'm not like my wife who has like 1,000 pages open. I tend to sort of manage and never really have more than 4 or 5 open at a time. But I do use Chrome on my iPhone too.
Is that like being on the iPhone though?
I find it's just fine. I don't know why I use it on my phone, but I just do. I think I probably...
Because it's got all your accounts already logged in. If you just log into your account and it's just go, look, there's all your stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even know if I'm logged in on my phone on that. I think it's just a case of... I was a bit anti-Apple when I got my iPhone. So I just decided Chrome was
best. I don't think they give a shit once you've bought the iPhone. I think they're
fine. I didn't buy it. You see, it was a work phone, so I never had it.
Yeah, I'm going to give you $1,000 for the phone, but fucked if I'm going to use your operating systems.
Well,
your browsers.
The browser, so I don't really use their browser. I don't really use Safari.
Oh, you know what Safari is, do you? That's good, Fraser, because some other people don't know.
Well, I didn't
mess him with you. I'm messing with you. I knew what it was. But it's just got the fucking daftest logo.
Mm-hmm.
If you had asked me this morning, if you'd asked me this morning and said, what is the web browser on Apple? I would have just paused. I wouldn't have had a clue. I would have had a clue, but I would have just blanked for a while until I really thought about it.
It did used to be quite restrictive, but they've got rid of a lot of, or opened up a lot of shit since.
They've got that.
A bit more responsive to. Go on.
Well, there's an advert about how it's really good for privacy on iPhone. What's that all about? Is that their browser just like similar to that DuckDuckGo? It just blocks everything.
Yeah, you just go in to put in privacy and it just nothing comes up, no history, nothing. And you can just click a button and turn it on or off.
Yeah.
So it's up to you whether you want to, if you open a new page, you can make that private, but keep the other ones open so it remembers all your shit.
You don't have to I think most of these features are on every browser now.
Yeah, so
I've got that on Firefox.
So you can nip it open, go to Pornhub, shut it, and keep all your other pages open.
Pornhub good then, is it?
I don't know.
or you know, when you're buying your missus a new wedding or wedding what's it called?
Wedding ring.
Wedding ring, yeah. Wedding ring.
I know you get one. Eternity ring.
Or when you're buying a ring for another wife, lady. In
your life. Where are we going? Carby says, "Sorry, Dave, go on."
No. I was saying, I think that was like one of the adverts. What about the Apple and
how
Safari
they tried
and
to justify?
Buying a gift for a loved one, and you didn't want the history. It's like, oh come on, you know, everyone's just wanting this for porn.
A million blokes just went, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. Cobby says, must say I used to swear by Chrome, but Edge has improved so much, it's just my go-to now. It's simple, lightweight, and remembers all my pointless shit. Followed up by Greg DeLacy, friend of the show, says this, ! Literally was going to post this exact same thing.
Well, Edge is the one I've used. Because usually it's just like a logo that sits in the top bottom of my computer that never gets clicked on. But now it's the Seal podcast browser for me.
Right.
So all of my accounts for podcasts are on there. So it's like separate from my browser. So. But I haven't looked into the whole, like, how intensive it is on your computer and all that shit. Couldn't comment.
Yeah. I'd be interested to try Edge. I'd like to. I could give it a shake of the stick.
You can get Edge on Android, I think, now, but I don't know about Apple.
The one thing that I would be interested in was the fact that I use quite a few extensions on Chrome. I'm sure they're compatible.
A lot of them, a lot of them, because Edge is now based on Chromium, isn't it? Which is like what Chrome is based on. Chromium is like the sort of, what do you call
it? Operating system, isn't it?
No, it's the fucking open source.
No, Dave. No.
It's kind of
open source.
Dave.
The platform that it sits on, you know, the overarching sort of.
But Chromium is open source, so people contribute. Like anyone, basically, who's like, you can just go, I'm a dev and I'm going to add, I've got this bit of code that's going to make this better. And they go in and go, and there's loads of branches of it and stuff. And then Edge is now based on Chromium, which is what Chrome is based on as well.
I didn't know that. I use Edge for my work stuff. All my work stuff is on Edge.
Oh, okay.
So I link that to I use it on my computer at home, but I synchronize that with my work stuff. So everything's in one place. You know, not that I use it on my computer much, but if I need to just jump on, I can log into all the same stuff that I can do at work.
Yay.
Yeah, no.
Well, that's good. See, that's one of the big things I'm getting into now, which we talked about offline earlier, which was, you know, the ability for me to jump from, like, I'm in my office now. And so, but if I go downstairs and boot everything up, I want my browsers to follow me around now. I don't need you know, I don't need to be have separate tabs and things everywhere, you know. And that, and this function, that functionality has been around for years. It's just I'm old with my desiccated neurons. It's taken me a long time to get to it, but probably a lot like Lord, who says I don't care as long as they show what I'm looking for.
We know what you're looking for.
Your podcast Twitch channels, apparently.
Yeah, apparently.
Always, yeah, always on it when we go live.
Bookmarked. Get that bookmarked. Put it off your browser, on your browser of choice. Bobblehead Gaming says Opera makes a gamer one that's actually cool. It's Chromium based.
I looked at that, I think, a while ago. But I think when I looked into it, it was. I think the thing was, it's like, oh yeah, it's really slim and doesn't take up loads of space. And basically, when I looked into it, it was just, that was bollocks. It was basically the same as every other browser. But yeah, I'm sure it's fine. Opera. Isn't that used to be on iPhones, didn't it? Opera.
Yeah. And it was on the Nintendo 3DS. I think that's when I first saw that.
Okay.
Is that good then? Must have been pretty slimline for to be on the 3DS or whatever.
I think I need to check that one out. I mean, what would
a
browser? Yeah, a browser that's sort of gaming.
Yeah, like I say, I think the idea was it took up less memory and stuff like that. It just streamlined.
Opera GX, that's what it's called.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's got night. You can like skin it and stuff, make it look like it's almost like an RGB browser.
Oh, okay.
It looks nice.
Yeah, interesting. You might check it out.
Just quickly reading. Apparently, it integrates with other apps such as Twitch, Discord, and Instagram.
Ooh.
You mean like every other browser?
Yeah. a browser allows the user to limit network, CPU, and memory usage. So you can actually set the parameters of what it's using rather than it just choosing. So that's a good feature, I guess.
If you've only got like 8 gig of RAM, I guess it might be important, but otherwise. Yeah.
This next one looks interesting. Written in Uncertainty podcast says, Vivaldi, always and forever. I love having over 200 tabs, all neatly labeled, sorted into stacks and auto-suspending when they're not in use to save memory. Oh, and integrated notes and screen grab capabilities. Not explored the integrated email yet, but may do in time. This is without getting into the teams of customization for tracker blocking, keyboard shortcuts, and probably several other automation features that I'm forgetting. It's a browser that can do as much or as little as you want.
Interesting. Never heard of that before.
No,
this person written into the wrong podcast.
It sounds like an academic style web browser.
It's a freeware cross-platform web browser.
Yeah.
And founded by the guy who was the co-founder and CEO of Opera Software. So there you go.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
You obviously know their browsers.
Never heard of it before.
No. It only takes 44.8 megabytes, apparently, on Windows.
Okay. Maximum.
Is it on Mac? Quite small.
It's on OS X 10.10 and later, Linux, Android. But no iOS by the look of it.
Interesting. Well, I'll have to check that out. Maybe. Mystic Dude says, well, I've never heard of it. I find it interesting.
Oh, yeah, it's interesting. Yeah, it's something I've never heard of.
Yeah. So I have to dig into that. So thanks for that one. Mystic Dude says, I prefer denim jeans myself or a nice pair of Versace slacks. Oh, wait, browsers. Okay, have fun.
That's more like it.
That's the level we're going for. Okay, good. All right.
Well, that actually went on a lot less time than I thought it was going to.
Well, yeah, I mean, we could probably.
We're not going to carry on talking about browsers for another half an hour.
No, okay. No, we'll spare Pilch. So thank you, everyone, who answered into that one. Appreciate it. That's interesting. I'm really.
It was nice to see actually lots of different not everybody, oh, Chrome. You know, there was actually lots of different, well, there's people using it for different things. So that's good.
And different big search engines.
You know what's noticeable by its absence? Nobody said Firefox.
I use Firefox, so there you go. But I didn't, so yeah.
Yeah, you didn't reply to the tweet. Well. No.
Yeah, I use that on my phone, and I use that on my, that's my main browser that I use. And it's all got, like, it's like, they all say, they all do the same thing. You log in, it's got all your bookmarks. It's got private mode and all that hoo-ha.
What's that for?
I don't know. Buying your wife nice another, presents without her knowing.
Another ring.
Yeah. Another wedding ring. Okay. Then somebody's quite... we've got a new title in here, non-browser related tweets. That's very good. friend of the show, Stuart Cullen.
Ooh.
Doesn't tell us what browser he uses. But he does say...
I assume it's something to do with Stadia. Whatever you can use browser on there. Chrome, I guess.
With Google now offering 3 months of Stadia Pro for free to YouTube Premium subscribers, does this move reinforce the new watch and play model stroke mindset, and will it see an uptake in uses? Does anyone really pay for YouTube, and could it save them? Could it?
I don't know anybody who pays for YouTube.
I did think about this.
I did think about paying for YouTube.
Really?
Because I pay for Spotify, a family Spotify account, which is like now gone up £2 a month. Did I talk about this like a few weeks ago?
You did mention it.
It was 17 quid a month now, basically. Ooh. For Spotify.
Okay, no.
Is that a... No, that's not a single. That must be...
No, that's like I say, that's a family premium account. So yeah, I get I don't know, five or six accounts or whatever. But I've only got four people in the house, and only two of us actually use it.
Well, I'll give you my email later so you can add me to that.
But on YouTube Premium, like, it's, I think it's £1 more than that a month for the for their equivalent of family membership, which means as you get all of the, you get YouTube Music or whatever it is, which is basically their Spotify thing. And then anything you're watching on YouTube, you don't watch any adverts. That's the same as well. For an extra pound a month, I was like,
And
most the kids do watch quite a lot of YouTube. If they didn't have to watch some shitty adverts every time, that would be quite good.
And all of the ad revenue goes to the people that they watch as well, like tenfold rather than the ads themselves. I watched the Spiff and Brit, who were talking all about the ad revenue from Twitch,
from YouTube.
Not the YouTube subscribers. Yeah. Yep. I actually looked at the YouTube paying for that as well. I got what did I get? I got one of those dot things. What's it called?
Echo.
And I got 6 months of Echo. Echo. I got 6 months of
Amazon Music.
Amazon Music. And then I think that's gonna come up to the end, but I didn't know if the YouTube Music could integrate with the Echo Dot or whether to subscribe, because we are actually using the Echo Dot for music quite a lot at the moment. So that was my only concern on that, is if the Echo Dot can use that. I haven't really looked into it yet, but
I don't know about watching you. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. About
I've
the...
got Google speakers, like Google Assistant type speakers. We had an Echo ball thing with a screen on. But whenever you ask, I find, anyway, if you ask, what's her name? The woman.
Alexa. The
Amazon woman. Alexa, right. If you ask her things like about, I don't know, like what happened in 1966 and blah, 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 then she's shit at answering questions. Yeah. Like... But Google's just fucking got Google behind it. So if you ask a question about anything, it's like, yeah, I can fucking tell you that. It was really good from that point of view. But not that we really use it for that anyway. But yeah, so like YouTube obviously is part of Google. That really links with the Google stuff quite easily. And only if you're paying for it. Because if you're not paying for YouTube Premium, if I ask my speaker to play something from YouTube music, it's like, nope, you can't ask for anything specific. It would just play a playlist of whatever I ask it for, and it might play the song I want, But if I'm paying for it, I can ask it for specific things and it will play.
Right. So your Google Music device does integrate with YouTube Music.
Yeah. But right. I did have my Spotify account linked to my Google account speakers. But then I used to go into my Spotify and find that my recommended playlists were full of shit because other people had been asking the Google speaker to play music on my account. And I was like, this is not good. So I unlinked my Spotify account.
Fair enough.
So I have a question. Have any of your kids got a school email address? Because if you have, you can get the student discounts.
Ooh.
On what?
On everything.
Oh, my kids have got those.
Well, like a Google account. They've got a school Google account or whatever it is.
If they've got a @.gov email address, a school email address, or an education email address, you can all get all your stuff on with student rates.
Nice.
Ooh, that's a bit sneaky.
I've been doing it
for years. Can you buy a new car?
Yes.
You
can't buy a new car at that discount, no. So instead of paying whatever $7.99 or whatever it is a month for Amazon, it's like $3.99, $4.99. And instead of paying, I think Netflix is only like £6 instead of $9 or $12.
No,
yes,
it's like £12 now, isn't it? I pay £4 for Netflix because it's part of my Sky bundle.
So. Well, you better find out if your children have got school.
Yeah, I pay.
But don't they then become the main account holder and everything gets locked down to like you can't play that because it's like you're only 14.
No, it doesn't. I've bought 2 MacBooks on the back of it as well. So and you get 20% discount from Apple.
Nice to know.
I hadn't even thought about that. Yeah, that's good. He's got all the angles, isn't he?
You know, yeah.
He's from Essex, right? Pilt all the angles.
Crafty consumer.
You got a sheepskin coat with a load of watches inside it.
Have you got a car boot filled with just left shoes?
No, I haven't.
Anyway, sorry, we distracted from Stuart's question.
Yeah, this is the whole point of Stuart's question, isn't it? It's just for us to ramble on about anything other than Stuart's question for 10 minutes.
All right, well, look, let's call it there then and say there we go. That's the best.
We did talk about YouTube Premium, but yeah, regards Stadia, meh.
No, it's not going to save him.
Well, it's free though. Those few people that are on Premium might go, yeah, I'll have one of them. If it was bundled in, if Stadia Pro was bundled in, like, I don't know, for an extra £3 on top of your YouTube Premium, who knows? But if it's like a tenner on top.
Okay, let's move on. Thank you, Stuart. Much appreciated as normal, mate. Please keep them coming. Lord says, hi, guys. Firstly, I have not played a Gears game since the 360 era because they all got a bit of the same. I decided to try Gears 5. Wow. Only 3 hours in, but it's beautiful. Also runs at 180 FPS.
That's crazy.
That's got to be on his PC.
I will note he is actually playing right now as we're recording.
Okay.
It is good. I played that.
I think he's been playing for a while. I haven't played it. I've actually wanted to pick it up.
It's a monster of a download, I can tell you.
Yeah, it's big. It's 87 gig, I think, on Plex.
I think it's more than that on PC.
Is it?
Yeah, because I think it's like, did you play it on Series X?
No, that don't include the 4K assets. Yeah.
I think it's on Series X, it's like well over 100 gig now. It does look pretty cool.
I was a bit disappointed with it, to be honest.
Yeah.
I played it, but it wasn't over. It's all that shit on the skiff that you had to do. That was annoying.
I didn't even
that little airboat thing.
It didn't take that long to get around on it, though.
Well,
I think I was bored and turned it off by that before I even got anywhere near that. A bit of same. Same as Lord was saying. I thought it was a bit too much samey. I haven't enjoyed a Gears game for years.
No. Well, I think Gears 5 definitely was. It was like a
looks
Gears
good.
Game.
It looks absolutely great stunning.
And plays good. Like it plays chunky Gears good.
He has a question which says, my question is chocolate, Cadbury's or Galaxy or something else? Discuss.
Not fingers anymore. Not after last week.
I've always enjoyed, well, when I could eat chocolate, a raspberry and biscuit Yorkie.
Raspberry?
Not raspberry, hang on.
Raisin.
Raisin and biscuit.
It's like fucking hell, that's a fucking that fancy, like a get them in fucking...
That's a Waitrose Yorkie.
Fortnum and Mason Yorkie bar.
A raisin and biscuit Yorkie.
That yeah, I like a raisin and biscuit.
Oh, yeah, I used to enjoy those.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got to say, on the chocolate side, it's going to, just to sound a little bit douchey, is I really do like high-end chocolate. Like, when chocolate is the best that it can be, it's just amazing. Now, in the real world, see, I live in the North America, so there's a lot of shit chocolate out here.
Is it low cocoa content or something?
It's just different. But actually, you know, saying that, they do very well with some of the sweet, like Reese's peanut butter cups and stuff like that. You know,
yeah, still,
even though you know it's trash food, it's still wonderful.
Well, the dairy milk is like the top one of mass. Like
mass,
chocolate.
Mass produced, yeah.
Yeah. But
I don't like dairy milk. I like it, but it's not. I definitely prefer Galaxy.
Minstrels, counters, all of that. Yeah. Terry's chocolate orange. I really like it.
Terry's chocolate orange is my favourite by far, but I do like a Bounty.
What?
Ooh.
You're a freak.
Oh,
we've had this conversation before, I think. I love a Bounty.
You're the one. The one guy in the world.
Oh, beautiful, mate. Eat all the chocolate off first, then just suck on the... suck on
that. Okay, oh. Goodness.
Are we going back to this Cadbury's Fingers conversation?
No, we are not.
You just have.
Anybody not name their chocolate? Neil, what did you say?
I don't know about my favourite. I do like Minstrels. Like, super love Minstrels. But I don't eat too much chocolate.
With the Minstrels, do you... put them in your mouth, wait for the chocolate to melt, and then bite into
them. Just crunch them and eat.
I reckon Fraser likes a Mr. Big, don't you, Fraser?
A Mr. Big.
I tell you, I had,
we could be here a while. I could go along.
Mr. Big.
I'm not a fan of... I'll eat a Mr. Big for sure, but I'll tell you what
I have no idea what
actually,
that is.
I think that is what I had the other day, but they've got
it's
a new
Sex and
one
the City
over
thing,
here,
isn't it?
Is... No, they've Pilch, you're saying Mr. Big because you've had Mr. Bigs over here, right?
Yeah.
They've got one out now. I'm pretty sure it's a Mr. Big. My son and I rode our bikes specifically to go get this bar, and I can't even remember what it's called.
That's like Willy Wonka or something.
No, it's like a Mr. Big, but it's a special edition. It's limited edition.
I don't know what fucking Mr. Big is.
It's like
Mr. Big. I fucking know what it is.
Equivalent.
A what?
Hang on, let me think. Is it a Lion Bar?
Yeah, something like a Lion Bar.
It's got
caramel
and
Rice Krispies and a wafer.
Yeah,
bit
wafer.
Of everything in it, right?
Yeah.
But they've got a limited edition out now, which is the Reese's peanut butter version. Oof.
Sounds disgusting.
Oh. It's wrong.
There's a Mr. Big with extra nuts.
I think it's Mr. Okay. I think it's supposed to be
Pornhub.
It's supposed to be the biggest chocolate bar. The Cadbury's make, apparently, I think.
What
it's
is?
Definitely sounding a little bit
the
sordid.
The Mr. Big.
Cadbury's? I've never seen a Mr. Big in this country.
No, they're in Canada.
Well, only in Canada?
Oh, you know what? It's not a Mr. Big, I think, that I'm talking about. It's an O. Henry. But it's the same sort of thing.
What the fuck have you got? Why have you got such stupid names for chocolate?
No, they haven't.
They have, because a fucking Mars bar here is a fucking Milky Way in America.
No, it's not. Mars bar is a Mars bar over here. Milky Way.
What's a Milky Way then? Milky Way is a Mars bar?
No, Three Musketeers.
What's a Wonder Bar then?
No, you've got Milky Ways in America.
Yeah, but they're called Three Musketeers.
No, right. Okay, what? You have a thing called a Milky Way?
I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure I do.
In Canada, the bar is currently sold by Hershey's Company. So O. Henry is sold by Hershey's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There you go.
I've been to Hershey. Yeah. Went to the chocolate place.
Anyway, you don't have Kit Kats, do you?
I went to Hershey, Pennsylvania, and it's so... I mean, basically the place exists because of the chocolate factory. That all the streetlights have little Hershey's Kisses on the top of them.
Oh.
That's like Bourneville, though. Like that.
Except Bourneville's ranked.
Yeah, that is just the chocolate Cadburys everywhere, the whole town. Yeah.
Have you been to Cadbury World?
Yeah.
It's a bit shit, isn't it?
It is a bit shit, yeah. Yeah. But
the only good bit is the shop with all the
is the god with
the yeah, fucking bits that massive. Aren't good enough to go in the back proper packets.
Yeah.
Is it like Duff Gardens?
I don't know if it's as shit as that. That's in fucking Simpsons, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I can't remember Duff Gardens in any sort of clarity.
All right. Okay, we've done well with the chocolate.
I've got a food related question.
Okay.
I've had a bit of a shock this week. Is that all of the maple syrup in Tesco has been discontinued?
What?
All of it.
What do you mean all of it?
Like, there's no, like, if you can buy maple syrup in Tesco's, it's not going to be there very much longer at the moment. There is no current product for maple syrup in Tesco's. They were all discontinued.
Why?
I don't fucking know. I was like, doing my out of stocks at work the other week. And I go to the maple syrup section, half of them are out of stock, and I'm like, discontinued. And all the others say reduced to clear, which means they're discontinued. And I'm like, that's a bit odd.
That's just so then, store.
Nah.
We've did you bring Mr. Tesco up and say, oi, what's going
all
on?
All the ones that are left, it says reduced to clear on. Because I looked on Tesco.com.
Syrup, maple syrup, Clark's.
That's odd.
Maple syrup.
Probably can't
Clark's
get it
one's
imported.
Discontinued.
I'm looking.
It's probably an import, export, Brexit.
Oh, okay. It's like low stock, yeah. We've only got five left and no expected deliveries.
They're all discontinued. And I'm like... Okay. You said about all them fires the other week. I was like, did they burn all the fucking maple trees down or something?
No.
Keeping all the maple syrup left for yourselves?
No, there's actually, if you look on Netflix, there's a series on crime. And I'll have to find it. I can't remember what the name of it. But there's one of the episodes is about big maple syrup heist back in like however many years ago where these guys, but they went to the warehouse. Basically, the scenario is, and this just answers your question, is that there's a massive... Like all the growers contribute into like a main source. So you have lots of small farms and they all contribute into a main source. This is for Canada, basically, mainly Ontario and Quebec. And they all contribute into like a main
a lake of syrup. A
growers conglomerate or whatever.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, conglomerate.
And there's loads of controversy and you watch the documentary, it's really interesting because basically, but anyway, this. They have tons of it in stock, right? And they control the release of it.
It's like the maple mafia.
Like they don't flood the market with it to
drink. Yeah, they control the price.
They control the price, yeah. It's by releasing. And so they have stockpiles, right? Masses of stockpiles. But the crime thing anyway is about the fact that these guys ended up going to one of these massive warehouses where they're keeping literally the oil drum sizes of, you know, hundreds of thousands of all these oil drums of maple syrup. And they started opening them up and they all just had water in them, right? Slowly someone had been siphoning off like thousands and thousands,
wow,
and thousands of dollars. Like I don't know what they did, like whether they just took a few barrels, emptied them out.
Or well, they didn't send it to fucking Tesco, so I can tell you that.
they Maybe Tesco's has been sitting on it and waiting.
Oh, maybe. They've just run out.
Maybe Tesco's is controlling it.
So yeah, the Canadian section is no longer in Tesco's. It's briefly available in the reduced to clear section.
Is that
the
it?
Canadian section just one shelf of maple syrup?
That's what it was.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Okay, we have, let's move on then. We have one email here from Adam Bloomfield. I'm going to read this. And unless anybody else wants to read it, but I'll just read it. But I was going to say I'm going to read it, and a part of me is wondering whether I'm going to come over and flood to tears. One of the nicest emails that we've ever received. He says, "Good evening, gentlemen. Just a note to say how much I enjoy the show. I have listened from the start, and it's become one of my go-to podcasts. I'm also pleased you have recruited Pilch."
Oh, here we go.
Ooh.
I first came across him when Pilchers and Cream interviewed Sheepdog from MGP. What was MGP?
Mature Gamer Podcast.
That's it. Yeah.
That was one of the first ones I listened to, I think.
Okay. He says, Pilchers and Cream interviewed Sheepdog from MGP, which I listened to at the time. It introduced me to a new group of podcasts, including the sadly missed shows like The Same Coin, Boss Wave, and Fraser's own show, Game Punchers. caveat, Game Punchers was definitely not my show. That's Steve's show. But I was on it for a good portion of time. Pilch comes across as being, in his words, thick as shit, but he and yourselves make me cry. My girlfriend looks at me as if I'm a nut job. You all have something a little different to bring to the table and you work so well together. It's just a joy to listen to the weekly ramblings. You have a fascinating conversation about the stupidest things. So thank you for the entertainment. I can't go without giving you a question for this week's show. If you were on death row, what would your last meal be and who would you like to spoon feed it to you? That's it. I apologize to whoever has to read this out. Thanks, Adam. Adam Bloomfield, thank you very much. That is just an amazing email. Thank you very much, mate. Very humbling.
Yeah. I'm glad we can entertain.
I don't know what he's talking about, though, to be fair, about this whole conversation about the stupidest things.
I know it is.
Hang on a second. What's he fucking saying? So what was the question? What was the question? If you're on death row,
what would your last meal be? Minstrels and maple syrup.
Yeah. Okay. Well, okay. I looked at this question and I've got two answers. One a silly one and one a real one. So my silly one is an infinite amount of chocolate ice cream, because you will never run out, so you would never get killed.
Well, might end up dying though.
Yeah, you're not going to. You're doing their job for them. Yeah.
Over a longer period of time, kind of enjoying yourself eating ice cream.
Put that jab back, mate. You don't need that.
Or my real one would actually be just something stupid. Just like a nice roast dinner.
Like Christmas dinner?
I don't like turkey. So a Christmas dinner that's a nice chicken rather than a dry turkey.
The best roast dinner you've ever had.
Literally all the trimmings.
So
well, you might as well go for Christmas dinner then, mightn't you, if you're gonna do that.
I think I said that, didn't I?
Did you?
It's nice to know that you're listening.
Oh, sorry. I was thinking about someone feeding it to me at the time.
What have you got? What's this? What meal and who would be feeding it to you, Pilch?
Well, the meal would be full rack of ribs, burnt ends, fries, a little bit of slaw, and some onion rings, but I don't know who's going to feed it to me yet.
I forgot about that. Who'd like to feed? Okay. Yeah, the feeding to me would be like, I don't know, my daughter.
Daisy Ridley or someone like that.
No.
The reason I was laughing. For,
not you.
When your daughter feed it to you, isn't it?
The reason I was laughing when Pilch was talking about his meal, because I just remembered what I was thinking about this morning when I thought this question, is that for the food, I would go cheeseburger and fries. Probably that's just a great meal. But for feeding it, I would want Stephen Hawking to feed me that. I
don't think that's going to work, to be fair.
That's the point.
He could dribble it to you.
Gross.
Come on, who's going to do the voice and say, here are your fries?
Someone had a soundboard.
I'm not doing it.
I'm not doing it.
Who hasn't answered? Dave, did you come up with something?
I said like my daughter or my wife or, you know, one of my...
No, you're not allowed to say family in these questions.
Okay. In which case, it's got a bit... Like anybody in history...
anyone or somebody made up.
I can't think of any sexy anime characters at the moment. I'd say
that's why Stephen Hawking's just great.
Did you shut your private browser window already?
I blew that load already. Yeah. I don't know, Marilyn Monroe.
Not a bad shout.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Sexily feeding me. Most dinner
happy
on the
death
tune.
Day to you.
And she would be about 85.
Oh, dear.
No, and the rest.
Yeah, yeah, see, she could turn up and be like 85 or something like that. No, well, she died. How old is she? She was in her 40s, wasn't she, when she died?
Oh, she's young, wasn't she?
Oh, and here's the news.
That was a long time ago.
That's where we are now. That is young. Anybody else not answered?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know who, I got to be honest. I'm thinking, I do like me roast dinners. Do like a good fuck off big roast dinner. But,
You got pizza, Chinese.
Yeah, well, I'd have had all that anyway, though, wouldn't I?
Like,
what's prison food like?
It's pretty shit, I think.
Because if I'd just had Christmas dinner the week before, like, then I probably wouldn't have that again.
Oh, obviously, if it's in the middle of summer, of course you wouldn't go for that, would you either? So you've got to...
Well, if in the middle of summer, it'd have been 6 months since they've had Christmas dinner, so I might think about it again.
No.
Not if you're in Australia.
Yeah.
No, ooh. True. Mm. Mm. I hadn't thought about that, had I?
Maybe you'd have emu as your Christmas dinner meat.
Emu could feed it to you.
Rod Hull.
Being fed by Rod Hull and emu. Brilliant.
Oh, that would be really why would you want
to go for some sexy starlet or something? You definitely would. Like, you could have Rod Hull.
Who could it be most inconvenienced?
Dame Edna feeding you. That would just be amazing, wouldn't it?
It would be humorous, I guess.
Right, I'm trying to think of Paralympics now with no arms.
No. That's why I'm not doing the Stephen Hawking voice. It's going to take it too far.
Well, you did say Stephen Hawking. That was basically, you might as well have done it.
I know, but I don't want to ridicule the guy.
If you could have done the voice,
he's not around anymore, is he?
No.
Am I imagining that?
No.
He died, didn't he?
Yeah.
I suppose you could, if you know, you're not limited to the people who were alive, are you? I guess, in this scenario.
No, yeah, that was my.
Because obviously, yeah. Marilyn Monroe is definitely not anymore either, so.
I think it's flat.
Come on, it's not actually happening. You don't have to overthink it.
Well, I am overthinking it now. It's gone on so long.
It's all right. It's not going down on public record. It's not like it's being recorded for the public to know from time memoriam.
I feel like it's going to be that Peter Kay moment where you just say someone so-and-so from Karen from work. Just when his wife says, who would you like to do this with? It's like, ooh. Karen from work. Not that I have a Karen from work. But yeah, I don't know.
Come on.
Oh, stop hassling me.
Off the pot. Come on. Oh my word.
Bella Delphine. There you go.
Who?
Some random
star.
Basically on OnlyFans.
What about Antoine Decone? There you go.
There we go.
It wouldn't be Rapido, hopefully, while I was feeding it.
Adam Bloomfield, thank you very much for that question and great email. Phenomenal. Mm. You nailed both there. Let's go on to the general week stuff. Thanks for everyone who contributed, by the way. That's just amazing. What an amazing week. On to the general week stuff.
Maybe we should ask more specific questions in future rather than just...
We just need to not be so shy and put it out there with whatever is bugging us, itching away at us. Eating away at us.
The important questions in life.
Like, yeah, what indeed. Are all them little pots on the windowsill?
Yeah. Was that decided?
That was an important...
Travel pots or something, right?
That's what they were, yes.
Dave gets the points there for this week's.
Yeah, Dave, that was the misses on that one.
Podcast quiz.
Okay, come on, let's move on to general week stuff. Neil,
okay, right. Remember last week I said about... me measuring my waist and I'm being too fat and everything. And I bought my weights. Was that last week? Yeah. Yes. So I've been doing my weights and I've been being a bit careful, drinking less beer. I've lost 3 pounds this week.
Nice.
Which I'm fucking well happy with, got to be honest, because that's like, I'm guessing I've put on a little bit of muscle. And so I've lost more than 3 pounds worth of fat as far as I'm concerned. And I bought a load of clothes like at the beginning of last week. When I bought them, when I got them, I was like, they're like a bit bigger than I thought they were going to be. But I'm like, it's going to take a while to lose this weight. So, yeah, they'll probably be last. I'll just put a belt on. Fucking put my jeans on today. I was like, that's fucking massive. It's like, it's just literally a brand new pair of jeans that's about 2 inches too big now.
Oh, well done, mate.
Put the weight back on next week, they'll fit.
Yeah, exactly. I'm gonna fucking have a skin full this weekend so I can make sure my jeans fit. A bit annoying. It's good. Yeah, so I'm not gonna lose weight at that rate every week, I don't suppose, but
you're gonna have like pictures of like those adverts where it's like wong, like
oh have you done that? Have you taken it before?
No.
Get your missus to take one in your
I went to see my mum today for the first I went to see my mum and dad and that for today for like we're going camping, so I'm borrowing a like fucking induction hob that I can plug in while I'm camping. to kick on. Don't fuck about when we go camping.
Slumming it there.
Yeah, slumming it with my induction hob. but yeah, she was like, have you lost weight? I was like, yeah, I think I have. You know, so it's like, yeah, that's not been that long since I've seen it, but yeah, I'm pretty happy with that. It's nice when people notice. So yeah, I'll be that MMA star soon that you dreamed of me about like all those years ago.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's good. Yeah.
Just got to do the MMA part of it.
Some more stuff like that. I'll definitely get you in there in a dream. See if we can make that happen.
Maybe
after pictures, okay?
If we talk more about it, I'll end up, it'll happen. It'll be interesting to see if I can get that dream to happen.
Well, we don't need to hear about that on the podcast.
Well, I'm not shy about talking about my dreams. They are what they are.
I had a weird one.
I dreamt about... You remember it more. I dreamt you were what? It was
an MMA fighter.
We were trying to get out of some place or something like that, and you were the man. You were kicking shit out of everyone.
Yeah, that's definitely not me.
So bizarre, isn't it?
I had a weird dream the other day. I dreamt... Has anyone ever been to the Luton Arndale?
What?
It's not called the Arndale anymore. It's big. It's like the shopping centre in Luton. It's called the Mall nowadays, but it used to be called the Arndale, which they had one in Manchester as well. But yeah, it's just like a big mall shopping centre, indoor sort of thing. And I had this weird dream that I went in there. I was like, got there. And I didn't have a mask on me. And I was walking around with no mask. But no one else had masks on. And it was just like, I could just woke up and like, that was a bit fucking weird. Dreaming about just like going shopping when no one was wearing masks. But it was still like in my head that I should have been wearing a mask, whereas no one else was wearing them, and it was just behaving completely like it was a non-thing. I don't know if it was the day after that or the day before that, but I actually forgot to take my mask to work.
Which is just you're getting mask anxiety. If anybody has an opinion on that, just let us know.
That's my weird dream.
I don't want to know what me dreaming about Neil being an MMA fighter says about me.
No, I definitely don't want to know either. Thanks.
What else have you been doing?
My wife bought a game that is not a video game. And we have played a couple of days since we bought it. We bought it like 3 days ago and we played it 2 days. And it is called Monopoly Deal. Now, Monopoly is a bit shit as far as I'm concerned as a game. It takes fucking ages. Everyone gets fucking annoyed because A, it's taking too long and most people are losing and doing shit. Yeah. And even the winner is probably having a pretty shit time anyway.
Yep.
But Monopoly Deal is a card game. And obviously the thing is you're supposed to collect properties to win the game, basically. But once you collect 3 sets of properties, you've won. And so you've got all of the properties from the main game. There's 110 cards in the deck. So it's a bit like an Uno double pack size amount of cards. And there's like action cards. So you get you got money cards, property cards, action cards. And so you get dealt 5 cards at the beginning and you can put money down in front of you. Whatever's in front of you gets played, basically. If whatever in your hand doesn't get touched by you, or like you either put it down, no one else can take what's in your hand. And then there's like, say, action cards where like you can nick someone's card off of their whatever they've got in front of them, or you can make people pay rent on the properties that you've got. You have to have certain colors and stuff like that. And I think it's just really mixed up a shit game into an actually really fucking good game. Okay. We were first playing it. It was like, I don't understand this. I don't understand the point of this game, blah, blah, blah. Couldn't get my head around it. Within about 2 games, I was like, actually, this is really fucking good. So
Monopoly, what is it
called? £5. Monopoly Deal.
I was going to say, is it just cards then?
Really? Yeah, it's just cards. It's all a card-based game. And it takes it's literally like, instead of having a great big box, obviously, for all your shit, but it takes a few minutes to set up. And like I say, everyone's just annoyed at the end of it. It's like literally like the size of two decks of cards in a straw.
Is it and a two-player game?
It was a fiver. Like... It was no, two to five players. And it was it was like a £5. So
nice. I like this small little game.
Thoroughly recommended.
$6.47.
There you go. Bit confusing when you just read the rules, but like once you've played a couple of games and you're sort of playing along with the rules, you sort of get it. And I'm like, yeah. And then you start like quite quickly developing like little tactics like, there's like, you know, like Uno, you get the fucking pick up four card. There's like a, oh no, I'm not picking up four card in Uno. There's similar things in this game, that sort of stuff. So but yeah, it's good. I like it. You can really shit on people and then like they can shit on you back quite quickly. It's quite fun.
Interesting. I might definitely, well, yeah, look, it's trying to give that a go at some point.
Yeah. So yeah, a bit different from like video games, but a really good game. If you can actually get it with anyone, like it's becoming more possible, obviously, now.
I'm having to restrain myself because I could talk about like card games and board games. I could do an episode on that alone. That would be great.
Yeah.
But now is not the time, so I'm going to move on. Just go in order. Shall I go next?
Yeah, go for it.
I've got two things. My wife pointed out that there was some water leaking downstairs in the basement, and so I investigated. It turns out I have a leak in my basically waste pipe that's coming down from upstairs.
Oh, no.
But that's the pipe that I pretty sure the toilet goes down into, but also the shower and everything like that. And what seems to happen is when you're having a shower, and it's become prominent now, basically there's a hole in one of the joints, a leak in one of the joints. And so our shower is pumping out a ton of water right now because basically, I don't know, did we talk about this last week about showers? I have a tankless system, right? And right now, because we've had a really good weather heat, the incoming water is so warm that my tankless isn't really having to do any work. So my flow rate is through the roof. And so I think that's why we noticed the leak, because there's so much water when someone's having a shower that it's starting to piss out. So it's not a major problem that what's come out. It's just we've spotted it. I've had to rip the wall apart. I'm now looking at this pipe. I've been looking at it all week, just waiting to get at it. I decided I wasn't going to get it. I'm going to basically cut it and then re-put in a new section, replace the 45 that's there, and I've got these couplings to do it and all this stuff. I'm ready to go. Tool wise, I'm going to use my reciprocating saw, which was the saw that we recommended Chinny get.
Yep.
I bought a new blade for it, so I'm ready to go and do that.
And you got the diameter of the pipes and everything.
Yeah, I've got all the lengths of pipe ready to cut it and ready to go. So it's all cool. But I decided I wasn't going to do it midweek at night in case I'm going to start it Saturday.
That's a morning job.
That's a Saturday first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
And it really shouldn't take me long.
It's if it takes you longer than you expect it's going to take, how much disruption is that going to cause
else? I'm still not a plumber. So I'm still, I'm confident that it's going to be fine. Like I went on the plumbing subreddit and posted, and these guys were like, yeah, just cut it out and you'll be fine. I said, like, I'm handy. Can I do it? And loads of people just like, yeah, you're fine.
Yeah.
So anyway, I got that to do tomorrow, which is going to be great. And the other thing is I watched Dolomite. Has anyone watched that? With Eddie Murphy.
This is about a comedian guy, was it? Something?
Yeah, this guy called Rudy Ray Valentine, I think his name was.
This was good.
It's very good. Yeah, I'm not going to... Yeah, it's, the basic premise is Eddie Murphy plays this guy who's trying to make it. He's a black guy. I think it's New York.
Well, Eddie Murphy is playing a black guy.
No.
Yeah, funny enough, Eddie Murphy's playing black guy. Yeah, but it's all that sort of subculture of 1970s blaxploitation and stuff like that. Right. It just, although they didn't. Yeah, I suppose it is that. And it's just about him trying to make it. And it's really good. I thought it was really good. Eddie Murphy played it brilliantly.
Is it a bit more of a straight role then? Like,
it's the perfect, to me, I think it was the perfect role for Eddie Murphy, because it's a straight role about a guy who has Eddie Murphy characteristics.
So it's because he was a stand-up, was he?
Right, he was a stand-up and he was a larger-than-life character, you know. And so it's perfect. So Eddie Murphy gets to play the straight role, but also gets to play Eddie Murphy, right?
He gets to do the stage part.
You know, yeah, there's bits where the guy's ranting and raving and Eddie Murphy's doing what he does, you know, which he was great at back when we were, you know, back in the mid to late
90s. 80s and 90s, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So definitely worth a watch.
Okay. What's that?
Where'd you get that?
Netflix. Might not be your Netflix, but it was on ours here. So that's a recommend. Dave, what you got?
I have bought a new mower this week. Actually, it wasn't this week, it was last week. No, week before that, maybe. Before the last time I was on.
Did you buy an electric mower?
I bought an electric mower. I haven't got a large...
Why would you not buy an electric mower? I don't understand.
Like, if I had a large amount...
Well, unless you have acres to mow, obviously.
Sorry, I meant battery mower.
No, it wasn't. It's a corded fly mow.
All right, okay.
You haven't built a smart mower. Soon, then.
Huh?
Was that Pilch?
You'll be cutting the cord off of that soon, then. Good luck.
With your mower.
Yeah. No, I haven't got a huge amount of grass to cut, to be honest. I've got one patch of grass, which is flat, which is about 2 meter, 3 meter square. And then I've got another patch of grass that's on a slope. That's another 2 or 3 meter square. So not a huge amount of grass to cut whatsoever. It was just the fact that it's between areas. I have to sort of take it over some slabbing, and it's sloped.
The old Flymo that I remember from the old days that like floats?
Kind of, except
they still make those.
Yeah, they still make them, but they've engineered them more to have like rollers, so you're supposed to put them go forward and back with them. They still float, like, but they have like sitting rollers at the front that
you
go
can make
forward.
The big fancy stripes.
Yeah, well, yeah, you can try. I can't.
If you have a decent amount of grass,
yeah, and it has a little like 10 liter pickup, but it also the pickup also has like an overflow, so you can't overfill because like. I just can't be asked to empty it. It's just a tiny amount of bit of grass that I do. So I empty with the what I have into the compost.
You've got a composter on site?
I've got a compost on site, yes.
You should leave it. You should leave the clippings on the grass.
Well, I do. Well, I
for
yeah,
the birds.
I do the flat bit I do, which fills up the tray. And then the other bit, I don't bother emptying the tray for, and I just do it over, and it goes on the overflow, and it leaves it on there. And yeah, the birds and slugs, and you know the hedgehogs and frogs and stuff make use of that. That's good. Yeah, it's a Flymo Easy Glide.
Believe you didn't buy a robo mower.
Well,
it gets itself out of the shed, fucking catch grass, fuck off back into the shed, charge itself.
If I had, more ground that was flat, and I'd have probably done something similar to that. I did look at them; they look pretty cool, actually. But no, for what I have here,
What you have, I'd have got a fake grass.
Yeah,
binned off the whole point of having a mower.
Well, I've been instructed that I'm going to have even less grass. Next year, because the missus wants more space for vegetables, so I'm going to be taking a bit more grass out.
Why is she building you a room?
Ooh.
But no, we've got tomatoes this year and courgettes, and we've got all that. But she wants a bit more room. She wants.
Are you going to grow anything nice?
Tomatoes and courgettes, and
a hand in that, Dave, at all?
I cut the grass, and I'm allergic to everything else in the garden.
Yeah,
if anything can sting or prick me or
you're genuinely allergic to stuff.
Every time, like if anything penetrates my skin, I come up in like big rash and hives and stuff. Yeah. So, yeah, if I do need to do anything, I need to put on like really big, thick, sturdy gardening gloves. Because even a rose bush will, if I get pricked on my hand, I'll get a big welt and a rash around it on my hand. Yeah, I'm pretty bad. But because we've got a compost and we've got the loads of stuff, I'm looking at getting like a little, not an emasculator, but what's it called? Like a little shredder for the gardening stuff. Because so I can just stuff stuff into this thing and it just spews it out into the compost rather than me having
put it on top of a composter something.
Yeah, like
a grinder or something.
Yeah, something like that. I know there is things out there.
Something else you put in your private browser window.
New mower. And other garden related stuff. I watched the original. Well, actually, it wasn't. It was a director's cut of the Alien film. Is it 1982?
70 something, isn't it? The original?
What's that?
No, I don't think it was 70s.
80? Really? I thought 81? It was 70 something, to be fair. Alien.
Well, I watched it.
We could find out.
79.
Oh, no. How's it holding up?
No, really? 79. Okay.
1979. Ridley Scott.
Okay. Jesus, right. Okay. Before I was born. So, I don't think it held up that well. From what I remember, it was better in my memory than it.
You only remember about 3 minutes of the whole film, probably.
So. Right, the alien, right, the actual alien itself was bad, was really bad, like, was comically bad.
It's a fully grown alien. When it's fully grown.
When it's fully grown, yeah.
It was just a man in a suit.
Yes, it was flailing around wildly, and it was not scary. Like, the actual alien, when you saw it in full body, was not scary. It was comical.
Did you really see it a lot, though? I don't remember.
Yeah.
Oh, it's been a long time since I've seen this film.
Well, I saw it. I saw the director's cut. So, how much extra there was in the director's cut than the theatrical release, I don't know. But it wasn't very good.
I just remember being shit scared of that film.
Yeah, same.
It was not. No, it's not scary. It's bad. There's some points in the film where Riley, is that her name? Can't remember.
Ripley.
She travels halfway across the ship and back twice, randomly. And it's a big sequence of like 10, 15 minutes. And like she goes from one side of the ship, sees the alien, goes to the other side, and then goes back. And then the alien isn't there. And it's like a really bad sequence of... It's like...
That sounds like additional.
Yeah. That,
unnecessary bit added stuff.
That was a bit of extra bit that... I don't know whether that was... Again, I don't know if it was theatrical or not on directors, but it was like 10 minutes of like, why have you done that? That was really weird. Yeah. It was when she sets the ship to explode... Or when she went to set the ship to explode and then didn't and then did and then she went back and then couldn't cancel it and then ran to the life raft. It was really weird. Really weird pacing on that bit. Another bit that was the only other bit that I thought was not as good as I remembered was when the cyborg mechanical, I don't know what they call her. The bloke. Bishop.
No, you're talking about aliens, not alien.
Alien.
Yeah. Bishop is not in Alien, the first one.
No.
Ian Holm played Ash.
Oh, that's right.
Android in the first game.
First film. So, yeah, Ash, who Ripley discovered that Ash, the primary directive was to secure the alien specimen, and everything else was... I'm sorry, spoilers if you haven't seen.
Yeah, spoilers for a 42-year-old film.
Yeah. The primary directive, like, was not actually to mine a rock and get back to Earth, but to actually collect this alien specimen.
That's so, right, because in the second one, she's like, tell me you're going to kill it.
Yeah, yeah. No, but in the first one, like, the crew had no idea. It was Ash, who was the science director, who was the only person that was advised that securing the alien is the primary directive. Everybody else is expendable.
Right.
So when Ripley finds out, Ash tries to kill her? Or it's a really weird thing. Like, he tries to stuff a magazine down her throat, and it's a bit sexual. It's a bit weird. But basically, they kill him. They kill Ash. They knock his head off. And they have a shot of, like, Ash's head on a table, and they're trying to wire him up. And then it cuts to, like, Ash, the actor, being the head that is now talking to them. It's such a bad cut. Like, the lighting is different. The actual model and head, like slightly moves. They try and portray it as like a one shot. Okay, here's the model of the head that they're trying to wire up, and then here's the actor being the head that's then wired up and talking. It's a really bad cut, like really bad. Like,
I just wonder how much of this was like Ridley Scott was. This was his one of his first, wasn't it?
Yeah. I'm glad I watched it again as a film, because the premise is I want to watch them start to finish now. I want to watch Alien, Aliens, Alien 3, Alien 4, Resurrection.
I think so. I'm keep looking out to see where I can watch it. It hasn't appeared on anything, but I'd really like to watch Alien 3 and 4. Alien 3 and anything else.
I feel like 3 it was very good.
I'd like to go back to it, though, and give it another shake of the stick.
Yeah, yeah. So
I don't know if I've seen 4.
It's like Terminator 3.
Anything after 2.
Had to go back. Well, I went back and give 3 another look, and 3's good.
Which one's 3? Is that the one with the lady?
Female. Yeah, the female.
Oh, yeah, she was pretty good. She could feed me my last meal.
Pilch, what have you
Hopefully
got
she wouldn't like turn her arm into a spike and shove it straight through my head. That would be good. That would be bad.
Pilch.
I haven't got much, actually. I did start telling the story before we started recording. I thought, oh, I'll save that for the show, and now I've forgot what it was.
Oh, I've forgotten what it was.
Yeah.
So I was just thinking about that.
Yeah. I ain't got a fucking clue. Oh, well, that's not important. I just talked about telly I've watched. I watched the finale of Schmigadoon. Did you see it, Fraser?
I did. Yep.
I thought it was very good.
It's great. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Bit of a predictable end, but good nonetheless.
Yeah, I think by that point, yeah, it's predictable, but the whole thing is just that runs that line between... I still haven't figured it out, right? It's entertainment. It's just entertainment, isn't it? It's almost like you go into the theater for a musical. You pretty much like... You're not going to be deep diving into the story too much, are you?
No. I can't see how they would bring another one. I think it's a one-trick pony, isn't it? So
I think, you know what, I could see them doing something complete, doing the same sort of style, but completely different
story. Yeah.
Because they genuinely were entertaining numbers.
Yeah.
Actually, when we say it, I don't think because it was only, what, 5 episodes? I could definitely pinpoint like probably two episodes, which really entertained me more than others.
Mm.
But yeah, it's good.
Yeah, the pie one was good.
Cool. What was it?
It's corn pudding, yeah. It's like a sack. Okay. Ted Lasso, you said you was starting to wane.
But I did watch it though.
Okay, well, I watched today's because the last one was it was Christmas last week.
The last one I saw was the Christmas one.
Yeah. I watched today's one. Today's one was very good.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's back on track, I think. Very funny. A lot of Roy Kent.
That's good.
Yeah, it was my favourite character anyway. So that was good. The missus said she's trying to find me a Richmond football kit. Apparently you can get them in America, but you can't get them. Richmond FC football strip.
Where are Richmond?
The team that Ted Lasso is a manager of.
There isn't. Does Richmond not have a team?
No, it's Crystal Palace where they play, isn't it? On the telly.
Oh, is it? Yeah, I never looked that up.
Yeah. It's Crystal Palace. And she said, apparently you can get the strip in the States, but not here, which seemed a bit odd. You can go on Etsy and a couple of other sites that sort of
make knockoffs.
Yeah. But I thought when she said it, I thought, I wouldn't mind a Richmond shirt. That'd
She'd
be pretty cool.
Be able to get one. Oh, no, it's Apple. It's
not on Last Exit to Nowhere yet, is it? You know what Last Exit to Nowhere is?
No.
Well, they do like movie and TV show themed clothing, which is not necessarily official, but good. I bought a load of stuff from them the other week.
All right, okay.
But I haven't seen Ted Lasso on there, to be fair, I was on there. But
have you guys watched it yet?
No, I haven't got Apple Plus or whatever it is.
Oh, you got
your buy an iPhone. You have to buy an iPhone first, don't you? Or you have to pay for it.
I don't think so.
Either that or you have to pay for it.
Yeah, pay for the month. Ted Lasso, the first season of Ted Lasso and Schmigadoon are worth the entry a month.
Schmigadoon, look, I'm just do musicals.
You get a week for free. Just sign up for it.
It'll surprise you.
Wait till Ted Lasso finishes and then watch.
Do a week and watch everything.
Yeah.
That's how they get you, isn't it? That's how I paid for Disney Plus for about 2 years or whatever it's been, and I just cancelled it recently.
I know. I cancelled my Amazon Prime for the first time for God knows how long. And then Jack come down the other day and goes, why can't I watch the new Grand Tour? Because we haven't got Amazon anymore. Next day, we've got Amazon, haven't we? I'm desperately trying to rack my brains now of what my story was going to be.
It'll come to you. I can't remember.
Yeah, when we just go, see you later. That'll be when you remember.
Yeah. I'm going through the days now. Thinking what I haven't done a lot, I've got to be honest. Apart from playing a little bit of video games, which probably we'll talk about very soon.
Oh, great. Segue. You see, he's got host built into him. That's awesome, Pilch. Neil, you went first last time. Dave. Actually, we're going to cross over on a lot of this stuff anyway.
I get to talk about some of this stuff before you guys. I never get to do that. So, Art Rally.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's been playing that.
I had a couple.
Okay. I didn't get on with it massively. I played a bit of it on the stream, actually, on Steel Podcast Twitch channel. Go and watch it. Done some rallies. Done okay of them. I've done a weekly event.
Have you done it?
Yeah, I did it. I came about 300 odd.
Yeah, I think a lot of people do it late because I looked and I've gone down the leaderboard quite a lot since the day I did it.
Yeah.
Is that leaderboard for your friends list or something?
Yeah, there's a full leaderboard for everyone that's done it, and then you can filter it to friends.
I can, yeah. I haven't got any friends, so...
What are those friends?
Xbox friends.
Okay.
It's functional. It's quite pretty. Obviously, in the name, Art of Rally. It's quite basic. Is you're a car, and depending on what car you are, then on track, and you zoom about, and you try not to break yourself, or you do. Do the tracks as fast as possible.
Rally?
Yeah. You zoom about.
Or crash.
I didn't crash often. But when you do crash...
I was just going to say, I played it. and I was quite taken aback with how hard it was to control the car at the start.
It is quite hard.
It's pretty much like in your face with it handles like a car would handle, right?
Mm. On a slippery surface. Yeah.
With no
ABS.
Have you driven any night tracks yet?
No.
It's wicked. When you drive at night, it's brilliant. It's fucking awesome. I love it. I love this game. I bought it ages ago on Epic. So I played it ages ago when it came out on Epic. But yeah, I've been back in.
I think it was free on Epic at some point as well.
No, I don't know.
But I missed it.
No. I definitely bought it.
But I found I played the open world that Pilch said he played. And then once I realized there was collectible stuff, I said, right, I checked out the size of the map. I went, I can drive this whole map and find all this stuff. So that probably took me, I don't know, quite a while.
I was going to say a couple of hours, yeah.
But it was good because it gave me purpose. When I didn't have purpose, I couldn't really concentrate. When I just knew you got to drive a long way, I just sort of suddenly switched off and the driving became much more, do you know what, in the zone. It sounds really odd. But rather than when I was concentrating too much on trying to undo stuff, I was having trouble. Like there's one letter that you need to collect and it's a big jump to get it. And I kept turning around and I was like, shit, I'm going to need more speed here. And I did this sort of long straight. I was like, I got to take this good and I got to take that well. And I just would screw it up every time. But if I had switched off, I could come around that, you know, and just get in the zone for it. I could come around there and do it. So it was neat.
I played a bit of the open world first bit, like, I don't know, a half hour or so, and like whizzed around, went, yeah, there's stuff there, but I'll just try the events. And I smashed through like four or five events pretty quickly. And yeah, it's enjoyable. I've still got it installed, so I might go back to it. But yeah,
The dailies and I did the weekly, but I've only played it for the 1 week, so. But yeah, like when I see dailies and it's like, oh, get into that. If I see a few people, especially if I see someone on my friends list, I'm like, not that I've seen anyone on my friends list yet, but I like it a lot, I think. I liked it when I played it before, and I'm like, yeah, I remember liking this.
It does seem a proper chill out, like just.
I think it might be because the other game I'm playing is like totally not that. So it's kind of like a nice distraction from the other game that I've been playing when I get to that. But
well, I'll go through some of my other ones first.
Yeah.
I've been playing some Car Mechanic Simulator 2021. This is the sequel to Car Mechanic Simulator 2018.
Three years in the making.
I didn't play 18. I had it on my wish list for a long time. And I never got around to buying it, but Car Mechanic Simulator 2021 came out, and I was like, oh, fuck it, I'm buying it.
Oh, nice, okay.
I wasn't feeling... I think it was like a mixture of sleep deprivation and feeling crap. I was just like, I just want to play something. So I bought it. £20, I think. Or might be a bit cheaper. There might have been a bit of a sale at the time. It's a great game. Is a very much, I think, of a paint by numbers style game in that there's lots of different cars. There's about 20, 25 different cars as default, and then like there's all DLC. There's two DLCs at the moment for different types of cars that adds about 8 cars. But it's all like. Each is made up slightly differently, and it's a game where you fix cars. You either get orders in, so cars are sort of have various problems, brake problems, engine problems, suspension problems, bodywork problems.
Like a paint by number sort of thing, but is it a puzzler?
It is a little bit. There is a puzzle base with some of the orders that you get in. You have various problems, say like with the suspension or the engine, and you can investigate the problems with various tools in the game that you have to buy, that you get money from with completing projects.
Is it like you walk around as a mechanic to do this stuff, or is it like a click on a
it's you're basing a in your where like not your warehouse but your shop basically, and you get orders over the phone, and you get like you go to the phone and you click on the phone and it says, okay, here's a customer, here's a car, they're having problems with the brakes, they don't know what's the problem with the brakes, so you can accept that order, or there's various other orders, but you say, okay, I'll accept that one. And then you get the car in, you put it on the lifter, and then you look at the car and you can visually inspect it and say, okay, well that part looks crap because it's all rusted and shit. But there's four other parts and issues with this car, and you don't know what they are. So you take the wheels off, you take the brake pads off, you take all the bits apart that you think might be the problem. And then when you take the parts off, you get a percentage indicator of, you know, how well that part is. And if it's under a certain percentage, you go, okay, well, that's no good. And then
you go,
yeah, in intake of breath and go, oh, that's going to cost you. And yeah, there's lots of that. And then, so that's kind of like the early game, is you taking in orders and you're looking at various different cars and you're doing odds and sods jobs. And then later in the game, which I've got to at the moment, is you get to go to a salvage yard or breaker yard, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
And then you can like look at crap cars that have been like, and you have the ability to completely rebuild them, which I haven't done yet, but that's one of my next things to do. That's where you get more money. Yeah, it's what it'll end up being is completely taking apart everything off a car, redoing all of the bodywork, putting everything back on that's actually on the car, ordering a shitload of new stuff on the car and trying to sell it for a profit.
I think
I describe it as a paint by numbers because like most cars, apart from the engines, are very much similar. They've all got four tyres. They've all got suspension systems, whether it be disc brake or leaf brake. Leaf suspension. Drum brake. They've all got a fuel tank. Either the drive shaft is at the front or the back. And it's a lot of... it's a lot of unscrewing things and taking things off. And there's been, like, I've watched various streams and stuff about it, and people are like, oh, you know, does this help with being a mechanic? No, it doesn't help with being a mechanic. It helps you understand what's with a car. Being a mechanic is massively more complicated but
it sounds like it's a good first step to getting some decent knowledge about.
Yeah, it's like actual usable knowledge. Like, don't ever expect that you can play this game and then go to a breaker's yard, get a car, and then like put it back together again. That's never going to happen. Just using this game, but just having an understanding of what is involved, like very base level. What is involved with a car, an engine, how it runs, what a V8 is, what a V6 is, what a diesel, and how that works differently to a petrol, and the different things that are involved with the engine. I think it's a really good, like, things work. And I, the music stream. So. Service back together cars, and it's a lot of unscrewing, putting back together, going, oh no, I don't have that bit, going to the shop, ordering that bit, and putting it on. It's so chilled. It's funny because I originally bought a different game, which I'll talk about next. And then...
Oh, did you do a refund?
No, I might have played it a bit too long. But I bought a game called Avarion, which is a space-based game. A bit like Space Engineers, but not. So Avarion, you start off and basically you start off at the edge of the galaxy, and you build a ship, and the very basic premise, top level, is the lowest resources are the most abundant at the edge of the galaxy, and the rarest materials are most abundant towards the center of the galaxy. So you've got to work your way forward from edge of the galaxy to the center of the galaxy, getting more complicated, different materials to build your ships, to build and like your reputation and your ship, and you get better equipment and better modules, and you fight pirates or you build alliances, or like it's a very much it's not a 4X game because you're like a single, you can be an alliance, but you're basically a single entity making your way from the edge of the galaxy to the center of the galaxy. And I played
a Dave game.
It's a Dave game. It's quite complicated. There's lots of different things to do with it. You can create different ships with captains that do mining for you, or trading, or like hunting down pilots, or hunting down pirates, or exploring the areas and stuff like that. And like when I first got into it, I was really into it, and then I was just like, no, I want something really chill and easy. So I bought my Car Mechanic Simulator 2021, and I've played a lot more of that because it is a lot. It's just a chill. I put music on. Again, I streamed it onto the Seal podcast. Nearly 3 hours of it. Loved it. I might do a bit more streaming of that actually, but I might actually be on cam or speaking to people. Or I might just like go, nah, I don't fancy it. I'll stream some, put some music on, watch me take apart or put together cars and listen to the music. Be happy with that. Other than that, I've got loads to talk about because I've been off for a couple of weeks. The B4B, Back for Blood.
Yes, I've been waiting for this one.
Loved it. That was a great... I did play a little. I must admit, I played a little before we all had a go together. But with randos, I think one rando.
It's not the same, is it?
No.
Playing Back for Blood with us all four together was a fucking shitloads of fun.
It was the way to do it, right? You know, you might as well think it's only four people, right?
So, yeah.
Yeah.
It was so much fun just blowing up Pilch like every opportunity I could. why he stood next to the red barrels, like when he knew every single time he did, I couldn't resist but blowing him across the map. It was disappointing that we didn't finish it. I think I had in my mind, oh yeah, we'll get through this. But
I think we did better than other people did.
Apparently,
yeah,
so.
See that?
Did we?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we got to 8, didn't we?
Yeah, we were right at the very end. I can't actually remember what happened, but
it was right after you got past those caravans.
I remember being on the ship, and I was like, "This must be the end."
No, we got past the ship, we got to an area that we apparently had to. I think we had to run forward like along a big corridor, but it was just wave off
back streets. Yeah, and there were some caravans we had to jump over. But were you guys drinking when we played it or something?
Probably.
Anyway, I remember it. We ran forward. Maybe I was the only one who went over the caravans, but I got overtaken. No, I wasn't. I was the first one over, and I think you guys followed, and we just got over.
I think we all just all ran out of ammo and, like...
Yeah. But, yeah, Neil, I think your reference, you listened to the Veteran Gamers, right? Mm. And they didn't... Stu definitely did not get on with it, I don't think. I don't know
what they expected. Like, it was a bit like... It seemed like he'd been disappointed that they hadn't finished it. I was like, on your first go, I was like... I'd be disappointed if I just waltzed through it and finished it easy as pie on my first go.
Yeah.
Be like, that was a bit shit. I've just done that.
And it's only a beta, for fuck's sake. They're not going to let you finish it a beta. It's not even out yet.
Yeah. I don't know. Duke seemed to have quite an open mind about it. But yeah, Stu was complaining that... Yeah, he was complaining about it, basically. But I thought it was good. I thought three strikes, you're out. Was great, right? And I'm convinced as well that we could have played so much better, you know.
Mm. If we weren't buggering about after the fun.
The thing is, for me, it was like, I do remember saying at one point, I'm assuming it's going to get hard at some point, because we were just like, we were just fucking around for ages and still progressing quite easily.
Yeah.
And then it weren't till sort of, I don't know, there may be a couple of moments before the end.
The bridge
at
point
the end,
was
it properly ramped up at the end and it became really fucking difficult. It was just like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
The bridge is where Veteran Gamers stopped.
Yeah.
They got didn't get across the bridge. So, and that is where it got a bit harder.
Yeah.
I think we used a few.
We had two goes at that. Oh, did we?
It wasn't
I think we used a continue well before that, well before the ship. And then I think we failed the ship.
Yeah, that's right.
So each time it kicked our
ass. But then the second time we did the ship, it was a piece of piss. It was like, we knew it. But like I say, I wouldn't want to be able to finish something the first time. It's not playing a single player campaign where you, like, if you die, you go back to your save point and you carry on and then you do it. But it's like it would have been crap if you'd have just finished it first go through.
Yeah, it was a good challenge. And I thought it was the right length. I was, you know, when we were done, I was like, that's cool. We'll come back.
Everything worked seamlessly.
But you could go back to a point. You could reload to a point. Like, there was, like, checkpoints, but you only had the same amount of continues as when you had when you'd reached that point. So if you did it from the start again, you could potentially get to that last level with three continues. And then if you fucked it, you just have to start that last bit again with three continues.
Yeah, if we wanted to carry on from where we ended, we could have, but we still only had... one continue. Yeah. If we'd have died there before with three continues, we could have continued with three.
Yeah, exactly. So I felt like I haven't played Left 4 Dead of any, like I may have played it for like an hour on my own, just playing tutorials basically. So I haven't got any nostalgia towards that at all.
Well, I think that's good because I think Stu is leaning on that a bit heavily.
Yeah, I think
and,
so. But,
and once you put that aside and just, you know,
it's a different game.
Yeah.
And I felt like they did some really good. I feel like the guns are fucking great in the game. Like, I picked up, I'd had a couple of goes with other guns, but then I picked up like a bolt action? It's like a semi automatic sniper rifle type thing, an M1A, which you've fucking had in, I don't know how many other games, like PUBG or Battlefield or whatever. It's been in loads of games. It's been a gun that's been around and everything. And I thought that was brilliant. It was just, I don't know, it was a similar thing in PUBG. There's a carbine, like, there's a DMR type rifle, isn't it? Whatever you want to call it. Like a high-powered rifle, single shot. You have to reload every shot. But it's not literally like a bolt action. I was loving that gun. It was just like you got like a 10-rounder magazine or whatever, and it was just like every time you hit something, it just fucking exploded and died. And I was like, "This is great. I love this. It's fucking brilliant." And then there was like you pick up the LMG and you're fucking pumping rounds into shit. It's like the variety of guns.
And at
some of the guns I didn't like.
Mini gun, which was a shame we didn't get to. There's got to be a better way to use that.
What,
mini gun.
Like on the on the tripod.
Way than standing it on top of a hill. So it shoots 30 foot above everybody. Dave.
At the time, I thought it was really good, but no, it was like I put it in like
that's
you killed
right, Dave. That's all right, Dave. Just talk. Just keep the razor wire away from Pilch. I've never seen anyone put razor wire down. So
the Fraser wire.
But no, it was good.
Game.
Yeah, it was good.
The thing is, it's for us. Everyone who's got Game Pass, you don't even have to fucking buy the game, do you? That's the thing. No, it's on Game Pass. It will be on Game Pass when it comes out, so you don't even have to buy the game.
I was literally looking at Steam again. Oh, it's £50.
So there's probably going to be some sort of microtransaction in there that might upset people. But if you're on Game Pass, it's all complete. It's always going to be like people have sussed these things now. You don't put in fucking microtransactions which change your ability to complete the game. They're always cosmetic or you know stuff like that. No one fucks up and does that sort of shit anymore. Like, oh, if you buy this gun, basically the game's really easy. That doesn't happen anymore, does it?
Mm-hmm.
So they'll, you know, people on Game Pass just fucking download the game and when it comes out, get a few people together.
It really surprised me because I did try or I watched it the first time they did the beta and I was like, boring. But I did have such a, it was fun, man. It was really good fun. And I was thinking this week, like, what is it really going to be like when the next Halo comes out? It's going to be huge, isn't it?
Yeah, there's been a bit of bad news about that, though.
Has there?
Well, there's no co-op when it comes out.
What?
No campaign co-op when it comes out. It's a bit complicated because there's going to be cross-platform. So they're like, they've got Xbox Ones, like shitty old Xbox Ones like we've got. And then they've got...
They just need to ditch them fucking things.
Well, they aren't there, are they? That's the problem. So if they ditched those things, they could probably sort the co-op out relatively easily. But they're saying that that's the big fucking problem is it's a complicated game anyway, but making it work across all those platforms for multiple people on multiple platforms is going to be a bit of a technical sort of marvel for that to actually happen. Yeah, they will eventually, but it's not going to be ready by November
or whatever. They've sorted out the Master Chief Collection.
Yeah, but
so I'm surprised they haven't sorted that out.
That's been around like 20 years or whatever.
Yeah, it took them a little while to get it all together.
5 years to get that shit sorted out.
The Master Chief Collection, there's no money in it for them, is there?
There's battle passes in that, isn't there? You could do all the battle pass stuff in that.
I don't think so.
You think they're still selling gangbusters on that?
I don't think they're selling loads, but you know, I think it's probably ticking over. I played it relatively recently, and I think it's what they've done with that is amazing, really. Because it was a brilliant idea, and they fucked it royally when it first came out. But now it just works; it's great.
Mm. Okay, all right,
fair enough. So,
A friend of mine. Sorry, Dave. A friend of mine. He did say his sons right now are all over Halo, so I guess he's still got some appeal, right? You know,
it's weird because I think Halo is like 10, 15 years old, and it is.
It is.
Yeah. But it's like something I remember from my past. Like,
I still like it. I've amount of times I've played the campaigns. I've been trying to find someone to play co-op with me so I can get the co-op achievements, but no one seems bothered about it anymore.
It does. It is quite dated when you play it. Even like the upgraded versions are definitely feel quite dated, but it's still a good game. All of them, even four, maybe not five.
I would just say about Back for Blood, it's so good that when Dave and Fraser buggered off, me and Neil sat in the shooting range for about an hour shooting each other, didn't we?
Yeah, just fucking around. Because there's a safe zone where you're in the camp, and then as soon as you walked out into the range outside, we could pick up guns, you could shoot each other. Which I don't know if anyone else would. We hadn't fucked about doing that when before we started. So yeah, but that was a good crack. It's all like I say, I thought Back 4 Blood was great.
We should also say that we did stream that on Twitch, and there's about a 2.5 hour footage of us fucking about. So if anyone wants to
Act One of the campaign.
Yeah, I exported that to YouTube. So there's a Seal Podcast YouTube channel as well. Seal Podcast, I think, is just with no space in the middle.
Is there any capitalization in that?
I don't know.
No, probably not.
Work it out. Another game I've been playing, and Pilch, I think, has been playing this as well. Zombie Army 4.
I fucking love this game.
So, I think this game is Sniper Elite 4 with zombies and with more action. It's kind of like a Dino Crisis of Resident Evil.
Okay. I mean, I've played a lot of Zombie Army, so I know.
Okay. Sniper Elite 4 was a good game if you liked stealth and shooting people in the bollocks.
Yeah, this doesn't really have stealth in it, does it?
No stealth. No. It's that game, no stealth, shooting zombies in the bollocks.
Yeah, it's good.
It's good. Yeah.
Did you play on your own?
I played on my own. All on my lonesome.
On PC?
On PC.
Well, you could have played with me, but obviously you couldn't play with me.
Yeah.
Cross-play. I'm on my third playthrough now.
Are you really?
So you were going to put it on your daughter's PC?
I was, but I don't know if I'm
fucking off. No, you didn't do it, did you?
No, I didn't, Fraser. You could have put it on your Xbox. You didn't do that either.
We don't want to do that,
That is not going to be fun.
No, it's a really good game. I'm not sure why shooting zombies in the bollocks kills them, but it does.
That's where you keep your brains. I assume it's only the male ones. Obviously, it's only the male ones because they've got bollocks.
I was going to say, I haven't tried shooting the ladies in the box, but...
actually, are there any lady zombies?
No, there's none. They're all...
Really?
Yeah, they're all World War II soldiers. There's no women in it, is there?
No, it's a good game. I haven't played it all the way through. But I've played a lot.
It gets Fraser will know from playing the Zombie Army trilogy. It's all about cultists and Hitler and stuff.
Yeah,
and it gets more and more demonic as you play through.
Right. I think I got to Sicily. Was it Sicily? After Venice. Going through the. Canals.
Okay, you're on Act 2 then. You're about 4 or 5 hours in. I played it for 47 hours on the
field.
I'm up to level 50 something now. I'm picking up the I'm just replaying through doing all the challenges and finding all the stuff now to get the achievements.
Right. Yeah. So there's lots of things
you carry over progress then. So if you finish it like on level 15 or whatever, you then start again, you can start on level 15 and you get all your shit that you had.
Well, when you finish the whole story, you can play any level you want and you keep all your shit. So you keep accumulating more shit. So two of my sniper rifle, or one of my sniper rifles, my assault rifle and my pistol are fully upgraded. As you play along, you find upgrades and earn upgrades. So there's about 15 upgrades for the sniper rifle, but if you play all the way through, you'd be lucky if you manage to upgrade one of your three weapons on a playthrough. So what I've been doing now is my pistol's got like one shot headshot kills. I'm using my pistol, but instead of upgrading that because it's fully upgraded, I'm now upgrading a shotgun that I'm not using until it's upgraded.
Yeah.
To a sufficient standard for me to just blast through again. So that's what I'm doing at the moment. And then finding, because it's easy for me now, because I'm just shooting everything one shot. So I've got enough time to find items that are on the map, as well as progressing through the game.
Yeah. Whereas
before, it's a hell of a slog. It takes you so long. But now I can do a run through in about 5 hours.
Yeah. And each level has got like set things that you can find.
Yeah, there's
there's hands or something, isn't there?
The hands are the hardest to find because they're just little tiny things that are creeping about in corners.
More like Joker's teeth from Batman.
Mm. So I'm using our old friend YouTube now to find the hands because if you miss them, you're fucked. You've got to start the whole level again.
So there's a timed thing. Because I have found one or two of them on some levels. And I was like, what the fuck's that? I was just shot it and was like, yeah, no, that was something. But yeah, it's like the hands, like a, think of, oh, what's thing. It called? Thing. Is it the thing? Adam's Family?
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
Oh, I can't remember his name.
Yeah, I'm sure it is Thing.
Thing.
There's a monster. Monsters. Yeah.
And then comics and
upgrades.
You get a specific upgrade for one of your weapons, but you don't use it until the end of the level.
Yeah.
And then there's something else as well.
I can't remember what the other bits are. Then there's a challenge on each level.
Yes. Yeah.
So like the when you're on the little boat going through the canals. One of them challenges is as the boat's moving, because you move along, get to a point, you have to get off, you have to open some gates, whatever.
Yeah.
You have to get 50 rifle kills while the boat is moving.
Yes.
So all the little zombies that are just milling about as you're trundling through, you've got to sit and shoot all of them as you're going around.
Yeah.
So that's another challenge.
Yeah,
but it's just so satisfying. I haven't got bored, but I must be on 100 hours by now, and I haven't got bored yet. And I just wish that we could play. I mean, you lot can play it together, but I bloody can't. It's so annoying because it would be, again, that would be another brilliant game to play with friends because it's just so much fun. You don't have to think about it. It's just mindless shooting.
It's really easy to play one player, like single player. Go through, just do the things. But yeah, it does have 4-player co-op. Just unfortunately, it doesn't have cross-play.
The zombie armies, I always thought were one of those games that knows exactly what it is and does it really well.
Yeah,
like there's no fluff or anything like that. It's very basic. It's like, here you go, here's your gun. They're the zombies. Go shoot them.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, it's good.
I think you mentioned playing Zombie Army 3.
Trilogy, it was called.
Yeah,
it was all three together.
Right.
Yeah, I loved
again,
it.
That was again, so good.
I'm just waiting for this one to get its hooks in me, but when it does, I'll be ready to go. I think it'll take playing with friends to do that. Yeah, good.
So, the last game I've been playing is Battlefield 5. It was a I think because I'm a Amazon Prime subscriber, it was a freebie.
It's given away, wasn't it?
It was given away. I used to be a Origin subscriber and I had it with that. But I since stopped paying for that access.
Now, did you never actually buy the game?
You never actually bought
EA Play or whatever it was called.
Yeah. So I got it again with Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
I've been playing that.
Hang on. You've got Game Pass, haven't you?
I do.
It's included in Game Pass.
Is it?
EA Play is in Game
Pass. Yeah, you need to. You've got the EA Desktop thing. You have to have an EA Desktop, not Origin. You have to download a separate client and you'll have loads of shit. You can play like Fallen Order and all sorts of shit on your Xbox Game Pass thing.
Yeah, I could do that. I just noticed it was free on. So I've been playing that. I played a lot of it when I had it originally with the Origin. It's really good. There's a few. I don't think they've added. I think they've added one or two different game modes on top of what I've had in a few maps. I'm definitely coming into it. And there are some people who have obviously been playing it for like the last year and a half, 2 years since it was released, and they're ridiculously good. And there's a lot of new newbies like me who's come in with a freebie, the games are a bit like you can definitely tell there's like 4 or 5 people on each game that have been playing it a lot and rack up all the kills, and I've been watching them, and they're not cheating. They're just really good. They just run around and murder everyone with all the upgraded weapons and everything, and everyone else is running around with the base weapons, which inherently aren't bad. They're just not as good as the fully upgraded top level weapons. that you get with playing the game and using the weapons a lot. So, yeah, it's good. I'm enjoying it. I still can't fly the planes on it, which is really annoying.
Flying anything or driving things in those games is always better with a controller. Then when you like switching between, like, just a bit of a faff in it, you need to have like some, a controller handy to just go, actually, this is going to be a lot easier if I'm just flying a plane to have a controller rather than trying to do it on mouse and keyboard.
Yeah, I might have that. I might just bring my Xbox controller down just in hand's reach, just in case I do actually manage to.
Get into the fucking vehicle that someone else hasn't jumped into already.
That's it, yeah. I might do that if I play it. I don't know, I am playing.
I quite enjoy being like the gunner person, in like the passenger in a vehicle.
Yes.
Mm.
Yeah.
Or like just the guy, occasionally I would just be the guy who repairs the vehicle. Just stand there with my blowtorch, constantly going, repairing the vehicle while it gets shot at.
Yeah,
and everyone else is doing all the fun stuff. But I just rack up a shitload of points for blowtorching the gun, the tank.
I do find I'm more of a passive like port guy on a lot of these. So, but yeah, that's it. Really, that's all I've been playing.
Mm. Pilch.
Oh, okay.
They've had a good run there.
Yeah. Right, okay, so my first one is Back for Blood. We talked about that. Zombie Army 4, talked about that. I don't know if I want to talk about the next one because it's utter shit. All right, 12 minutes. Come on Game Pass today or yesterday. Basically, it is a point and click. Literally, point and click is one button. You move your cursor and press A and it moves you up. I won't spoil it.
Is it shovelware?
This has got some people in it. That's okay. William Defoe's in this.
Ridley,
and isn't it?
Yeah, William Defoe, yeah. Ridley, whatever her name is, Daisy Ridley. Okay, right, this isn't any spoilers. Basically, you start off, you're in a hallway in an apartment block, and you have to click along the corridor. You go to your front door, you click on the door, it's locked. You have to find a key, which is just by the plant pot, of course. This is basically showing you how you use items. And so you've got a little inventory, all the things you pick up. So you go in the house, and when you get in there, your girlfriend or wife is in the bathroom, and she says, okay, I'll come out in a minute. Basically, the idea
didn't
is...
Didn't show this at E3?
Okay.
Yeah, well back.
Right. Yeah, so the game's called 12 Minutes because you have 12 minutes to do things you're in like a little bed sit. You have 12 minutes to do certain things before something happens. When this thing... Because I don't want to spoil it. When this thing happens, it's like Groundhog Day and you start again. But
you know a little bit more.
Right, yeah. Have to do the sequence of things and solve the problem before the thing happens.
So you get basically... a strap on dildo and start pegging you.
I can't say anything because if you want to play,
he's just nailed it. Then basically,
it's going to spoil the game. So there's a table, there's a sofa, there's a certain combination of things, and as you play it more than once, you then start open a dialogue with your wife to say. You start asking her questions about a thing that happened. And I'm assuming the game is you've got to stop that thing from happening by doing the sequence of events before you get to it. And that's all I'm saying. It's quite interesting, but it's not a game. Mm. You're watching and trying to solve the thing to stop it happening.
It sounds like a PC game to me.
Oh, it is point and click. It's got the system. You've got to pick and drag things out of your inventory. It is a PC game.
From the 90s.
No, yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's... I'm going to have a go at this.
Yeah, but isn't that sort of basic premise? No, I guess not. I mean, I don't know.
It's like the Outer Wilds. Did you play Outer Wilds?
Yeah, but this is just in one room.
Yeah. That had a time limit on it and everything reset every time. You had so long to do stuff and then the time would reset. And you had to... You know stuff that you'd learned in your previous playthrough. So you might do things a bit differently in the next time through and all that sort of stuff. I played that game. It's totally different, obviously. But I played a game called Minute. And literally, you lived for a minute. So you had a minute to do everything. But then, obviously... In that game, you could do things to extend your playtime and stuff like that. This is just
12 minutes. After 12 minutes of up, this thing happens and you start again. But like I say, you know next time, as soon as them 12 minutes start, you start doing the things that...
Is there, obviously you have experienced things, you're personally not in the game. You personally have experienced. Is there any carryover in the game from things that you've done before that you like?
No, everything starts from the beginning. But you can quickly do the things that you didn't realise you was supposed to do.
Right.
You can talk to your wife to say...
tell her to shut up. I don't need to do this. I don't need to talk to you right now because
You will say in the dialogue, this is going to happen in a minute. Don't do this. Mm. And she's going, oh, don't be silly, blah, blah, blah. And then it happens. So you haven't convinced her not to do the thing.
Does that...
When it starts again,
she's in the bathroom. Nothing happens. Okay. As far as she's concerned, it's just started.
Quick question. If on your first playthrough, if you know exactly what to do, when to do it, is this something that you can do in one run?
I don't know, but if you sat and watched what you were supposed to do on YouTube, you could probably do it before this event happened.
Okay.
But whether it would physically let you do that, I think it...
Right.
Because it feeds you more things as you're going through. So you get more dialogue. You get more options to stop her from doing what is going to happen. I don't think you'd be able to do that on the first go.
Okay.
If you didn't have anything telling you what to do.
Yeah.
It's a Groundhog Day. Yeah.
He literally comes through the door as if... It was the first time. Oh, hello, darling. I'll be out in a minute. And then he suddenly goes,
I've got shit to do.
There's something in the fridge. So then next time you go, I'll just go to the fucking fridge and get it now. Yeah. Because you know that you've got to do that in 6 minutes' time. And by the time you've done that, you've done this, this thing has happened again. So it could be interesting if you're that way.
If you've only got 12 minutes to play a game every day, it might be interesting.
That's interesting.
I mean, I'm sort of interested to find out how I stop it from happening, but I'm not that bothered about
your wife
going over and over and over again trying to work out how to do it. This seems more like a Dave game to me. I think you've probably enjoyed more, mate. So, I was going to stream it, but I decided not to in the end. I did play, just quickly, what was it? Not Doom, the other one. Quake. Quake's out today.
Oh, have you played that? Yeah, I downloaded it, I think.
I played it for a good 20
minutes.
It's
all been RTX'd.
Very good. It's still what it is. It's still a... you can't zoom down. You zoom down the sites. You can't do this kind of...
Well, I did say, Quake 2 and Quake Arena. Quake 3 Arena. Yeah.
And you're going to have Quake 64 if you really want to play old-looking shit.
Jesus.
Anyway, I played a bit of that, but that's not what I'm going to talk about. I played, and all of you saw me play it, Recompile. I streamed it. Was it yesterday? Must have been yesterday.
Yes, it was.
Okay. So it's... I don't even know what it was, really.
It's a third-person Metroidvania, I would describe it as.
Okay. The games that I absolutely hate. I played it for an hour and 20 minutes.
You seem to give it a good go.
You did.
I don't think I would have played it if I wasn't being encouraged on the chat, to be fair.
Yeah, so you got three or four people watching you on the old stream. You feel like you know, you can't just put the controller down. You got to put in a good
I did put in a title that I was the first hour of, so I had fully intended to play it for an hour.
Good insurance.
I got a bit frustrated. It looks, we say this so much now, it looks absolutely stunning for what it is. The colours, the lighting, it was so, I was playing it in a dark room and I've got a 60-inch 4K QLED telly. It looked absolute. Do you know Tetris Effect? That's the only other game that I've really played that's looked
like, somebody likes
that vibrant.
Yeah.
It looks really... I mean, it's basically a platformer, a climbing, puzzle-solving platformer. But it's something about it. I just couldn't... Until I got to the bit that I couldn't do, and I just all of a sudden I thought, oh, okay, here we go. I can't work this out. I lost interest. But that was, you know, a good hour and 20 minutes into the game. I thought it was really good until then. But when I get things like that, that I'm not that fussed about, I'm quite happy.
Do you think if you didn't have people watching you, you might have spent a bit more time trying to solve that problem?
Oh, I would have YouTubed it.
Yeah, I'm just going, that's how I do it. Okay.
Yeah, that's how you do it. But I'd already done a very similar puzzle to that only, you know, 10 minutes before. And I think they just ramped it up a little bit and thought, okay, you've got to think about this. There was a sequence that I needed to do that I couldn't quite see what I was doing wrong. Of whether anyone else could see that as I was playing it, I don't know. But I have since seen other levels, and it looks like it changes quite a lot in its appearance and atmosphere. So I might go back to it. If I can get past that little bit, I might have another. I might even stream it again from there.
But I like the look of it. I like the thought. Stylishly, it was like really nice.
Recompile. Recompile on Xbox.
Yes, and Game Pass.
Game Pass, yeah.
So it looks like a bit sort of Tron type story, isn't it? Like you get, I don't know.
Yeah,
you're running around inside a computer.
Yeah, you've got to try and clear viruses or clear up the operating system or something like that. And that is all very 8-bitty, all that sort of part of it. But the actual, I mean, it's not a graphically stunning game, but like I said, the colours just pop.
I think that's the thing, like, with a lot of the new consoles, is the lighting. Like I said, that Out of Rally game even was like, it's the lighting that makes that game.
Yeah. I mean, HDR is a way, way bigger thing than 4K.
Yeah.
See, if you've got a 4K game that's not in HDR, it doesn't look that spectacular. It's the HDR that's doing all this.
Yeah, here's a question for you then, because a lot of people complain that they say, oh, you know, we don't get the generational leaps that we've had before. But really, I mean, what we should be thankful for is now you're not so much getting a generational leap that is mind-blowingly different, but you're getting consoles now that can run at good frames, great graphics, right? And not struggle. That's the best thing about these new consoles.
I mean, you've got to have the telly that goes with it. That's the other thing.
Yeah, that's true.
Or a decent monitor, but
yeah, I don't have HDR, but I still look nice.
Yeah,
I think the good lighting can do a lot to make a game look good.
But what that would look like on just a 1080p standard
Xbox screen One.
With an Xbox One, I don't know. And there's there was no graphical adjustment on it at all.
There was no performance mode. It wasn't Series X enhanced, apart from
none of that. Weren't X or S enhanced or nothing. It was just a standard game. But yeah, very impressed with the way things. A lot of games are going. Seems to be the leap, not necessarily more realistic graphics, but better visuals.
Way more refined in like the lighting, like Neil says.
So give it a go. You can always just pop onto the stream and watch it and see what you think.
See, even streaming, it looked really good on my monitor.
That's where you've got HDR either. So
some points, I think I said a couple of times that it was so bright I couldn't actually see where I was going on some points because it was just blinding me.
Yeah, I did mention that it was a CRT killer. I can imagine like just stopping on one of those screens for 5 minutes and your old screen would be completely burned out. It looked really nice, that game. I did really enjoy it on watching that.
All right.
So that's me done.
All right. Well, I think we're in the home stretch now. Neil and I get the short end of the stick, which is fine. What have we got, Neil?
I've been playing my Grime game, which I'm not going to talk about loads because I'm basically near the end now.
All right, that's a good
shape. I've got loads of extra power and abilities and stuff, and I've been going around revisiting old areas. Because like I said, it's a Metroidvania at the end of the day, but it's really hard. So I did a load of stuff, found the end of the game, well, what appears to be the end of the game. And it's the most frustrating part I've actually played of the game. And I'm like, got to this point, and I'm like, not sure I'm actually going to finish this game. Because it's really fucking hard.
You got to finish it.
So now I'm like, should I just go back around and collect some more stuff and make myself a little bit more powerful before I come back? I don't know. It's really like, I'm at a point where it's like, got to combine all of the abilities that you've gained throughout the game. You know, like this is how these games tend to go, the Metroidvanias. It's like you've unlocked all of these powers, you've upgraded them all, and now you're going to have to master them all to finish the last bit.
Yeah.
Right.
And if you don't master them, you're not going to do it. So, yeah, it's just fucking like.
Heads down.
To each. Like when you get to the bosses, there's like a. They have like phased battles. Or if you played Dark Souls, I don't know. They have similar things like
cock and ball like, torture.
It's like they'll behave a certain way. The first time you go in there, they'll probably hit you twice and you'll be dead. And you're like, oh, for fuck's sake. And then the next time you go in, you obviously know to avoid certain things. And then you might get a bit further. And then you get so far at chipping away at their health. And then they behave a little bit differently. So then you need to learn that behavior. And that might kill you the first however many times you attempt that. So, like, the last bit that I'm on at this game now is, like, there's multiple waves of changes. Like, there's a totally weird thing that happens at the beginning where it's basically around dodging a load of stuff that happens. First time I just died. And then it's like, right, now I've got to use all my abilities that I've got to dodge everything, blah, blah, blah. Get through that bit and then get to a new part of the battle where I'm actually fighting and just get killed almost instantly. So then it's like perfecting the first part so I've got full health when I get to the battle part and then learning all of that mechanics of that battle before I'm probably going to be able to do that. And I just was getting a bit fucking annoyed the other day and I haven't been back to it since. So I'm just going to play that Art of Rally and chill out for a few days and then go back to it and see how I get on.
Well, but, I think you should get your head down and finish it.
I need to, because it will probably eat away at me otherwise. Because I know I'm really near the end. I'm not convinced this is the final battle. because they do tend to, this is like, this is going to be really fucking hard and you'll think it's the end, and then it's like, no, it's not actually the end. Could happen, but I'm very near the end, definitely. So I will have another go when I've not had 4 hours kip and really irritable, potentially. Maybe I'll do it over the weekend. And then I've talked about everything else. We talked about Back for Blood. I did play a bit of the game that you've played, because I went back to it because it had a patch and I managed to get it to work. And the thing that I couldn't do, I could do. So I did that.
Yeah, The Ascent.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that, because I played that. I started that up, streamed my first sort of couple of hours on that. And we've talked about it before, so I don't want to, again, I'm not going to sit and talk about it for ages. But I thought it was all right. It was actually, the more I played it, the more I liked it. Looks amazing. I think they've done a really good job on the way that game looks.
Mm-hmm.
And the fighting mechanics were slightly different. It's got a little twist with the crouching, I think.
Yeah.
I don't feel like I've ever really played a game like that before. So that's pretty neat.
In that style, like a twin stick shooter, I know.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, it's good. It's good.
Have you played any more of it from what you streamed?
No, I haven't had a chance to sit down and
play anymore. So you've not really scratched the surface, I don't think, really.
No, but I gave it a good go, probably a couple of hours. And so I think the thing about the streaming is, if I sit down and do that as my Sunday stream, then I'll just be dedicated to putting another couple of hours on it. And I think we'll see how that goes, unless anything else rears
itself. What's that, the Ascent? The Ascent,
yeah.
On Game Pass as well, yeah?
Yeah, because I need a game to... I miss that completion feeling.
Wow.
And so I'd like to get head down and get the Ascent done or something.
That's definitely doable, that game.
Okay, all right, good.
Because you could just mainline the main quests. And
I don't want to just fire up Hades and throw the Ascent on the bin. I don't think it deserves that. I think it deserves more. So I think I'll play some more this weekend.
Cool.
Yeah, I really, like I say, there was a thing that I finished the main quests, and then there were some side quests that I hadn't completed. And there was one that was just basically bugged, because there was one that I had to kill a guy. But as I said, it's not technically a great, perfect game. It's technically, in some ways, extremely good. There's loads of bugs and progression problems and stuff like that. But overall, I still think it was an excellent game, despite all of its problems. But there was a patch. There was another weird thing. It was like, my game wouldn't update. There'd been about 3 or 4 updates, and I was like, it's not doing the updates. I kept going into the Windows Microsoft Store and trying to get it to do updates, and it wouldn't update the game. And somehow, yesterday, I managed to... I think I'd went into the settings on Windows and said, like, repair it, reset it, blah, 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 something, did some bits and pieces, and then all of a sudden, oh, look, there's a new update. I'm like, finally, it's like fucking 3 updates down the line.
Making sure that I do that? So
you
that
need to be on version 2.1.4, I think, is the most recent update. It will say, I don't know if it says on the app for Game Pass, or it says in, like, if you do it on your search bar at the bottom of Windows and right click on it and then look at, I don't know, wherever it says properties or something, it'll tell you the version number. If you can look at it online, and it'll tell you which one's the most current version. But if you've only recently downloaded it, you might have the most recent version anyway. But yeah, that solved my problem. I could go and kill the guy, and I was like, oh, have I done everything? No, I've got to go back and find someone in a casino to do about 3 or 4 other side missions to fully finish the game. I mean, they're totally optional. I have finished the story and everything, but I'm like, I'm on like 700 and odd achievement points out of 1,000. I might just try and go and mop those last few up. I enjoyed the mechanics of the shooting of the game in the game. Yeah. And when you've upgrade points. So that I could upgrade some more of my weapons and stuff like that. So, I might go and upgrade some more weapons, because I like the way the weapons sound. I love the way they feel. I think there's a lot of really good stuff on there amongst, like, the few problems that it has. So
yeah, I agree. Yeah, it looked like there were a couple of points of jank, but I let it go. It didn't bother me too much. Like, into there was like loading issues and.
Yeah, you need to put that on SSD.
That was the game. I couldn't remember what game someone suggested. Yeah. Okay, I might move it across then. I'm not sure how easy it is to move across games on Game Pass.
It's easy. It's easy.
Oh, is it? They got that sorted out. Okay. All right. Well, look, all right, I'm just mindful of the time. I think we've done really well tonight, so I think we'll just call it time there. I just want to say shout out to everybody who sent something in. We really appreciate all your contributions.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Wouldn't be the same without them, would it?
Oh, it's amazing. Really good. Thank you very much. All right, so without further ado, then let's just call it quits, stick a fork in her, as they say, and let's get out of here.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you. Hang on.
Yeah.
I've got something I haven't said for a while. You almost forgot, didn't you, Rosa?
You lost your job. It's Pilches now. You weren't here last week.
Go on, Pilch.
Go on, take us home then, please, Dave.
Okay, right, yeah, right. Thank you for listening to the Seal Podcast. If you'd like to ask us questions or get involved, please contact us either on Twitter at Seal Podcast, email us at sealpodcast@gmail.com, or join us on Discord server. A link is pinned to Twitter. And now, update Twitch at Seal. It's not at Seal Podcast. Seal Podcast, one word. I've got it, was all lowercase. I think we are we uploading the Twitch to YouTube?
A connected YouTube account, yeah. Ooh. But I don't know how easy it is to search for it. So good luck on
it
that.
It definitely came up eventually when I found us.
Your podcast, you find a lot of things that aren't us.
Right. Well, we'll start to upload the Twitch to YouTube, and hopefully that will become more popular. I've got it down as at Seal Podcast. Same. Seal Podcast, all one word. So try and find it with that if you want to look at some of our older stuff. But we announce when we go live. And if you follow us on Twitch, and we will, when we go live, you'll get a notification when we go live, and we'll play some random games with either all of us or some random music going on in the background, or Pilch just randomly shooting zombies in the bollocks, or, you know, whatever it may be, we'll try and make it enjoyable.
Aye. All right, then. Okay. Thanks, Dave. And then thank you, everyone. Until then, next week, probably, we'll catch you later.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.